first on aid entering Sudan via Chad through the Adre crossing. Our humanitarian colleagues tell us that as of Monday, 38 trucks have gone through the Adre crossing carrying much needed aid. That includes food. It also includes nutrition supplies. In total, these trucks carried humanitarian supplies that will assist more than 110,000 men, women, and children. Regarding the floods and the collapse of the Arba Dam near Port Sudan, our humanitarian colleagues tell us that according to local authorities, 30 people have died, but our humanitarian colleagues fear the number of casualties could be much higher, taking into consideration that many more people are missing or displaced. Local authorities tell us that 70 villages around the dam have been impacted, 20 of those villages destroyed, while 70 schools have been damaged or destroyed, and thousands of animals are missing. Some 50,000 people are living on the western side of the dam, have had their homes destroyed or damaged, and people urgently need water, food, shelter, and assistance. That is, of course, according to the authorities. The extent of the impact on the eastern banks still needs to be assessed, as road has been cut off. Local rescue teams are attempting to open these roads. An interagency team led by OCHA has been deployed to the impacted areas. The team is coordinating with partners, and the authorities will support the assessment to further determine the extent of the damage and people's most urgent humanitarian needs. The team will also help to coordinate the response, which is being led by the government. The damage at the dam is expected to have wider consequences, as it is the primary source of fresh water for Port Sudan and will impact water supplies there. Since the onset of the rains in June, floods have wreaked havoc across many parts of Sudan, with the most affected states being in North and West Darfur and the River Nile states. Before the dam collapse on Sunday, more than 310,000 people have been impacted by flood across the country, where we don't need to remind you there is a conflict going on.